Hey, yo, new phone, who this? It's the mad, chronically ill girl, bitch!
What's up? It's your girl, Sonya D. I am the mad, chronically ill girl, and I'm here talking to you guys today because we're gonna do like a mini episode today. I know I have literally been missing in action for so long, and I wanted to let you guys know I'm here. So I'm okay, everything's fine. For those of you who have our subscribers and to our Patreon, you guys knew I was here because I was posting there, not so much frequently on our Facebook page, but I've been here. However, we're going to have like a mini episode today because I want to do something before I can do another jam-packed episode for you guys. And we're going to talk about the dreaded anti-masker. And this is a new creature amongst human beings this time. And these new breed of human beings who were observed in the wild, with visors and fanny packs and really weird t-shirts and sneakers, and they go around in yoga pants for the ladies, and they go around and they go to stores, and that's their whole existence. This is how they get their subsistence. You know, we observe them in the wild doing these things, and their entire existence is dedicated to bothering lowly people, store clerks who make minimum wage. And we're going to listen to a few of these species that we found in the wild and hear them out and try and figure out what the hell they're doing. So without further ado, this is an introduction to the anti-masker.
So I just took my mask off in Costco because I need to breathe a little bit, right? And manager asshole over here comes up. He says, I'm calling the cops because you're not wearing a mask. I said, all right, that's fine. So I gave my dad my credit card to pay for the shit, and he tells the cops I gave him a knife. What kind of bullshit is this, bro?
Yo, what kind of BS is this? Yeah, that was your anti-masker of the Chad variety. Let's listen to another one and see where they're coming from, okay?
If I didn't have my kids, I would spit in your face.
And you would be in big trouble. You'd be in large trouble.
But lady, you're breaking the law. You understand?
I'll beat your ass, bitch.
You will. I want to see you do that. I want to see you come over here and do that.
You know what?
Before I freak out.
My kids, my children.
Before I freak out.
Y'all hear that guy called the anti-masker of the Karen variety a four-eyed freak? But was that charge fair? And I think so. These people, she was going to spit in a man's face in front of her children, and there's a pandemic going on, and somehow, hey guys, that's okay? Yeah. They're a whole new species. Let's listen to another one.
We're just going like right there. I'll hold up the piece. Get to the table real quick.
I completely understand. You just have to put your mask on in order to walk inside.
We're just literally walking 5 feet into the restaurant. I don't understand.
I understand. If you don't mind, can you please just put it on?
I mean, like, I just put the lipstick on.
I'll look at my manager for you.
That girl's not wearing one. That girl's not wearing one.
We'll explain to you if you don't let me talk.
I'm not walking 5 feet into a restaurant.
But it's people like you.
I'm already in here.
People like you that make it difficult to have a job. I don't even get paid enough to be here. And it's not fair because it's not even my fault. I just quit. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Jeez, she should have seriously just left.
Fine, fine. I'll wear it. I'll wear the mask. Fine. Happy?
Okay, let's listen to one more and then we're gonna really get into it.
We don't have the vibrational frequency to host that virus.
And I taught her that.
So if you don't have that vibrational frequency right here, you're not gonna get it.
Yeah.
We don't have the vibrational frequency to get COVID?
Correct.
Ah! Okay. All right. My thoughts on this anti-mask species. Okay, let me tell you something for a minute. A lot of these anti-maskers are going into different businesses and they are telling people that they're disabled and that they have a breathing issue. If you go to some of the CDC websites and some of the earlier directions that people were saying that if you had some type of a breathing illness or a breathing disease, then you would be exempt from wearing a mask because they believe that at some point it stops some people from breathing. And they also say that autistic people can't, you know, are exempt too because of how they, you know, are sensitive to touch. Now, every time, you guys, just let's do a every time people go in these stores and say what, you know, their reason for not wanting to wear a mask, they always say, well, I have a breathing issue. Notice how they never say I'm autistic. You almost never see a video like that. So that tells you two things, right? One, they're lying. Two, they have a stigma attached to people with autism because they never want to say that. They never want to say it's autism. That's why I can't wear a mask. You know, it's always the breathing issue. Now, I have a severe breathing issue, okay? So I'm getting ready to debunk their little argument in like 2 seconds flat. And then we're getting ready to talk about the law. Again, this is just going to be a mini episode. I'm not going to be able to talk too long today. So, just bear with me. Here's the thing. I have severe asthma. I mean, my asthma is pretty severe. If I wanted to fall under that category of people who cannot breathe, I probably could do the same thing and could show documentation. Also, notice that these people never show. They never show documentation. If it sounds like I'm speaking with a little bit of a lisp, it's because I have, I'm going through a lupus flare and I have sores in my mouth at the time. Coming from the lupus, okay? So just bear with me. I know I don't sound like myself. But I'm getting some new equipment and I kind of had to do this on the fly. But I miss you guys so much and you guys have been literally hounding me for new episodes, which I love and is scary. Okay. But back to the program, they never ever say I'm autistic and they never ever talk about what breathing issue they have. They go from, oh, okay, well, I have a breathing issue. What's your breathing issue? HIPAA. All right. HIPAA laws only protect you if you are a hospital or some kind of health care, or you give health care, or you're some kind of health care company, right? If you go into a store, so many of you have quoted this ADA BS, but you don't even know the law. The ADA only protects you if you truly have a disability. So all you morons going and saying, oh, I'm going to sue. Good luck with that. Because in court, you have to actually show evidence and a presentation of you being actually sick. And if you cannot do that, case dismissed. What's the next case on the docket? They're going to send your behind out of that courtroom so fast, you won't even know what freaking hit you. Okay? So HIPAA does not protect you in a damn grocery store. HIPAA does not protect you in a retail store. It does not protect you at Dunkin' freaking Donuts. It protects you in a hospital. That's it. So for you to say, oh yeah, you know, I'm being discriminated against, you're wrong. You are the one who's applying the law wrong, and you know you are. You just think that you can use the law for people who you believe are beneath you and you can intimidate them. Here's another thing ADA talks about that so many of you dummies miss, is that in that law, it states that a business has to make a reasonable accommodation for you. So if you really do have a breathing issue where you can't, that does not mean you can go shopping in their store. That means they have to make a reasonable accommodation to help you. So does that mean taking your money while you stand outside? That's reasonable. Any court in America would say that's reasonable. You know how I know? It's because people like me who live in wheelchairs for you in the cheap seats. And when our wheelchairs can't get in a damn store, we have to stand on sidewalks while they take our money and then they, you know, make our drinks or whatever it is. And I have to stand in the cold while they do that. So that's a reasonable accommodation, and the courts have already said that it was. So for you to come in and believe that you can just go in the store and not wear a mask. One woman on one video said, oh, well, why don't you just close down the store and lock the door, and that way you can just serve us. That is an unreasonable accommodation, and not a judge in America would think that that was reasonable for a business to shut down for all customers just to take care of three or four. If you're gonna use the law, use the whole law. Now, for all of my people who are listening to this, because I believe I'm preaching to the choir, maybe you could play my podcast for some of your dumbass friends. But it's maybe you can play this part and be like, hey, when you go in and harass people making minimum wage, think about it, guys. This is how far our privilege extends. When this pandemic first started, and I'm going to get off my soapbox. I got to go. When this pandemic first started, you people begged your legislators to open the damn stores. Open this. Open that. I need a haircut. I need hair color. I want to go shopping. So then the state said, okay, we'll open up. Just do these two things and we'll stay open. If you could do that, we could stay open. Wear a mask and socially distance. You privileged crybabies don't even want to do that. Wearing a mask and staying 6 feet away from you, that's somehow communism. That has allowed this economy to open up so you can stand in somebody's face and scream at them. You can go to Dunkin' Donuts when you couldn't do it before. Now, it's like when you give people an inch, they take a mile. And that is exactly what so many of you are doing. And you need to take a deep look at yourself, because your actions of not wearing masks is prolonging this thing. And you want to look at your politicians, some Democrat, and look at them and some Republican, and say, hey, you know, my business isn't making money. We need this. I'm getting evicted. It's you. No, it's these people who won't wear masks and who won't follow the rules. But I'm calling you out. You sit there and tell Black Lives Matter they need to follow the law, and you won't. The law was for thee, but not for me. And that is how some of you operate. And it's time people call you out. Now, what should you do real quickly if you see somebody who's an anti-masker? I know it feels real good. You just want to confront those people and you just want to tell them you're an idiot. And if you can do that without them going all crazy and breathing in your face, hey, go for it. But I'm going to tell you, you need to learn how to read the room. And if you're a person that can't read the room well, then don't do it. But if you can read the room well and you feel like you can get your point across without, you know, causing a scene. But it's time we expose these people, because they don't understand. This is a virus we cannot live with. You cannot live with it. We live with the flu because we have done certain things. We have lived with it for a very long time. COVID is another animal. It's a whole nother animal. And we cannot coexist with it. It needs to be eradicated. It is killing. It killed 5 500,000 Americans. What flu season have done that? So, this is ridiculous. This virus is mutating, and that's what viruses do. They mutate. And in future episodes, guys, we're going to really delve into this COVID issue. I'm going to put on my nerd cap because I'm a bit of a nerd. If I wasn't being the fabulous, mad, chronically ill girl that I am, I would be somewhere in a laboratory studying viruses. And that's the truth, because I've always been very, very interested in virology. And I always want to study level 4 viruses, but that's not here nor neither there. But we're going to really delve into it. And you guys are going to be next level. Okay. You're going to be next level when you listen to my podcast. You're going to be like ABC, EFG. Okay. To when people be like, oh, what's this about COVID? You guys are going to be like, I listen to the mad chronically ill girl. Okay, bees. And I know what's up because she knows where it's at. You're damn right I do. So guys, look. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you to all my new listeners. I love you guys. To support disabled content creators of color, please go to our Patreon. You can find us at the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Do a dollar, do $10, do $7, do something dollars, okay? Support disabled content creators of color. And hey, we give so much. I want to give so much to you guys. I have so much to give. I want you guys to tell a friend, subscribe, do what you have to do, buy merch. We got lots of merchandise coming in now. We're getting ready to revamp this whole thing, guys. Thank you for sticking with me. I am the mad, chronically ill girl, and I'm going to do another episode very soon. Stay tuned. Thank you. Peace out.